Testimonies for the Right Church. Visions were given to her in Right, presenting lines of instruction, counsel, and reproof for a number of the members of that church. She had to communicate the light given her to the members. She did this orally in some cases and wrote in others, with some of these writings to be read to the church later, when the circumstances were quite widely known. At times, the fact that Ellen White had knowledge of life experiences of certain individuals was quite disturbing to some in this relatively new church. A meeting was called for Monday afternoon, January 6, just for the members of the church. They assembled to listen to the 51-page message she had written. It was the report of this meeting, sent to the editor in James White's own hand, that filled the four columns of the review. Of this experience, new to many of the church in Wright, he wrote. Those reproved were of course surprised to hear their condition described, and were thrown into great trial. Mrs. White spoke to the brethren Tuesday and Friday evenings following with much freedom. The Review and Herald, January 29, 1860. It was a critical time for a number in the church. They hardly knew how to relate to personal testimonies. It is not easy to receive and accept reproof. In the Sabbath morning service, January 12, James White saw an opportunity to help the church in a special way. He spoke on the testimony to the Laodiceans, drawing parallels and giving counsel. He pointed to the Savior standing at the door, knocking, waiting, entreating. He reminded the audience. It is those he loves that he rebukes and chastens, whether by the cutting testimony of the Word of God or by a corresponding testimony, pointing out their errors and spiritual blindness. Let those, then, thus reproved, rejoice, instead of being discouraged. It is the best of evidence that their salvation is possible. Ibid. White mentioned what it meant to receive and acknowledge the truthfulness of a personal testimony. The members had acknowledged that the testimonies were of God. Then he made several points. First, because the prophet of God declared that in the last days there should be visions. Second, they are scriptural and true, because true prophets reprove and point out the sins of the people, while false prophets have ever cried peace. Third, they are true, because they reprove sin and teach holiness. They exalt God and lead people to keep His commandments. Fourth, while they correct the erring, and are a matter of trouble to sinners in Zion, they are a comfort to the desponding. Fifth, they are the work of God, because of their harmony. For more than 20 years has the humble instrument stood the fiercest opposition from almost every quarter, yet has borne an unchanging testimony regardless of friend or foe. The sixth point was on weighing the vision in the light of private judgment. James referred to the experience of two men in the Battle Creek Church. Some years since, these good brethren were reproved. They could not at first receive the testimony, and the result was that the majority of the church sympathized with them, because they were men of good judgment and piety. That was the darkest hour we ever saw in that church. These brethren at Battle Creek were acquainted with Mrs. White, had seen her in vision, had heard her talk with power, had been baptized with the same Spirit, and had said that the evidence was enough. We appealed to them to put it in one scale, and their private judgment in the other, and they would find one a ponderous weight, and the other but a feather. Overwhelming evidence of the voice of God in one, and the blinded judgment of a mortal in the other. Taking this view of the subject, the humble Christian soon sees his way clearing before him. Ibid. In reporting the experience of the church at Wright, James White observed, "The result of the foregoing positions in this church is most cheering. The work seems to be moving well. The testimony is fully received by every member." Ibid. In support of this optimistic report, White quoted a resolution the church voted that Sabbath morning. "Resolved, that we, the church in Wright, believe that the testimony Sister White has read to us is a faithful description of our true condition, and that we receive every part of it to us, as from the Lord, and, by His grace assisting, we will obey all that it requires of us. Ibid. This was a landmark week in the history of the Rite Church, bringing strength and stability. It also was a milestone in James White's finding his way back to active service. Ellen White was jubilant.